Welcome to Stateside on this very frigid fourth day of January 2017. I'm Cynthia Canty. So glad you're here with us. One of the world's largest trade conventions, the Consumer Electronics Show, gets underway tomorrow in Las Vegas. Used to be the CES was all about cool gizmos and cutting-edge video gaming and awesome new kinds of TVs. But with the growing technology centered around mobility, Michigan companies and ideas are taking a bigger role at the CES. Erin Markey is covering the CES media preview days for autoblog.com. So she is with us now from Las Vegas. Erin, here you are, one of the largest industry gatherings in the world. What Michigan companies are making a splash?
You're going to have a lot of the biggest players. Ford is obviously here, Bosch. But some smaller guys that many people haven't heard of, like Visteon, which is working on heads-up displays and augmented reality in cars, which is a huge thing right now. So Bosch is here, and they're doing not just car stuff, but like smart home stuff, smart cities. It's really like a 360 tech show for them as well. What's really interesting is General Motors isn't here. They're sending people to kind of look at the show and get a feel for things. Last year, they had pretty much the best in show when they revealed the Bolt EV, and it seems kind of strange that they're not presenting anything. They don't have really a booth. They're just kind of walking the floor and kind of taking things in. So that's kind of a strange change to what's going on at the show.
But Chrysler, I understand, made some eyes pop with its new Portal concept?
Oh, yes. The Portal, which they describe as a concept for millennials, made by millennials. I went to that reveal, and it was really interesting. They had, you know, young and female designers on stage talking about the process of designing this car, and it has so many cool features, like these beautiful glass sliding doors. It's very adaptable. You can change the seating arrangements. It's a car that's basically meant for people who are sharing things. There's cameras inside the car and outside the car. The description as a millennial mobility device, that's how they're selling it, but it doesn't make sense because everything in that car is great for anyone. You know, these huge sliding doors would be great for older people trying to get in and out of vehicles. It's great for growing families. It's a really interesting concept, and I think they are almost kind of limiting the appeal of this car by branding it as a millennial car.
And they're doing, I understand, some cool things. I was reading the post at autoblog.com that there's some interesting stuff with facial recognition and voice biometric technologies.
Oh, yeah. Basically, this car doesn't really have a key system. It knows who you are and can open just knowing that you're near and will start because of your face and your voice. And you can talk to your car. You can tell it to do things, turn on the radio, find a song. This kind of technology is already filtering into cars. We're seeing it kind of trickle down where it seems like a high-tech concept now, but in 5 years, you're going to see it popping up in higher-end vehicles so that it'll come down slowly to more moderate vehicles. So in 15 or 20 years, this is the car everyone's going to be driving.
And it certainly shows how the CES has shifted from, you know, things that had us sitting in a chair watching some awesome plasma TV and this huge flat screen TV and the kind of things that we saw in the 80s and 90s. Now it's really about mobility in so many ways.
Yeah, it's a cliche, but cars are now just rolling computers in a lot of ways. And as we start shifting towards more self-driving technology, you're going to see cars become more of personal electronics rather than just a car. You can do so much with that space once you free up the driver and the labor of driving.
So, Erin, there's Michigan companies there representing developments in mobility, but some other Michigan companies, I understand, are bringing some interesting kinds of technology that have nothing to do with mobility.
Oh, yeah. Auto Pets is here. It's a small company out of Auburn Hills. It's only about 10 or 20 people, but they have all made in America products. They have like an automatic cat scooping a litter box. They have some fancy litter boxes that almost look like sculptures for your house so you can kind of mask the litter box. There's a company here called House of Marley out of Commerce Township, which makes headphones and personal electronics out of sustainable resources, which is, I think, you know, a very interesting company. And there's another one, Brights, for all the slow rollers out there. It's a company that you can put very bright neon lights on practically anything. And it was started by a father and son in Ottawa Lake, Michigan. So there's a big guys and the little guys here, too.
Interesting to see. Well, we'll be reading your posts and following at autoblog.com. Erin Markey covering the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. Erin, thanks for being with us on Stateside.
Thanks, Cindy.